I mean, I'm looking at the global maps, and you find all these Muslim countries, country after country, border warfares. In the Muslim Ummah, there was no such thing. It's the enemies who came and created those borders. It's been created as a divide and conquer strategy, so that we're constantly on each other's throats, and it gets used as a leverage point by which to control us, like a bunch of, you know, we're all just drones walking around. When we lose faith and spirit in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the things that come about. Then we get butchered with drones that come flying and bomb us every single day. No one bats an eye. That in Iraq, if 400 people got killed, oh, well, it's a few less than yesterday. It was 450 yesterday. It's now become a statistical game. It's no longer a life. It's like, wow, there was 1,000 before. Oh, we're getting better. At least 400 are dying now. This is the abject disconnection of the life and the value of life on earth, where we are looking at numbers statistically as to how many people are going to die tomorrow, and it's okay. You know, like Madeleine Albright, when she was the representing the United Nations for the United States, she's asked, 500,000 Iraqis have died. She says, we can afford it. We can afford 500,000 children dying. We can afford it. Can you imagine we can afford 500,000 children? Why is this happening? Because we're bickering on petty, silly, dumb issues. Honestly, I'm going to say it. On petty, silly, dumb issues. Like as if Allah gave us the authority to be differentiators, when Allah did not allow us that authority. Our authority is to be united, to respect each other. Even with Christians and Jews, Allah says, when you talk to them, don't be condescending. Speak academically, tell them the truth, tell them nicely, but don't look down upon them. And choose arguments that are valid, not for the sake of belittling the person, but the issues, brothers and sisters.